Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
I thought the Niners, it was interesting, like the Niners had some plays where they did a really nice job against the run. I thought there were parts of the Niners game plan that was really good. I thought they did a great job keeping Jalen Hurts in the pocket for the most part. It looked like Hurts a lot of the time was dropping his eyes and trying to escape, and every escape route in the pocket wasn't there. But that's where the penalties showed up again too, right? I mean, there was a lot of plays where the Niners would at least two third downs that got negated. Two third down stops that got negated by penalty. Where the Eagles converted because of a defensive hold or something that was happening down the field. I thought the Niners did a good job on that. I thought they did a decent job on Hurts scrambles. But then there were just some runs, like Javon Kinlaw, former first-round pick, just getting mauled by double teams up front. There were just a few runs where the Eagles
won.
They just won up front, dominated, and that was like your 13-yard touchdown by Miles Sanders, your 10-yard run by Boston Scott. There was a few of those runs in there where the Eagles' offensive line just took over.
I mean, the Eagles' offensive line generally this season just deserves a huge amount of credit. And in this game, they were dominant again. Lane Johnson is out there playing with like a torn adductor or something that's going to require surgery in the offseason. He's going back very early in the game. It looked like Nick Bosa was going to sort of see what he had, you know, and very early, I think he bull rushed him and took him right back into Jalen Hurts. You know, like, this could be an issue. Like, if he was sort of feeling out the waters to see what Lane Johnson had, and that was his first indication, Bosa would have been feeling pretty good about himself. But that was basically it. Like, Lane Johnson cleaned it up after that one play, probably helped by the fact that Bosa was almost taken out by a freak like leg whip on a punt play when he was just standing on the sideline minding his own business.
Yeah, McCaffrey was dealing with a calf. Like, yeah.
Right.
But every good 49er had some sort of issue today.
But this, like, Nick Bosa potentially causing all kinds of problems and exposing Lane Johnson didn't happen. Lane Johnson ended up sort of bottling him up, holding down that right side of the line again. Him doing what he's doing, dealing with injury, is pretty insane. The offensive line generally playing as well as it did. I mean, it crushed that 49ers defense on a few plays. Just can't say enough good things about that offensive line across this year. And now, you know, Philadelphia is going to the Super Bowl with arguably the best defense and offensive line in the NFL. Defensive line and offensive line.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup. I think no matter which way it went, if, you know, healthy Niners or if the Bengals pull that off, it's a great matchup. To your point, though, if it was the Eagles' pass rush against the Bengals' offensive line, look, it was a close game last year, Rams and Bengals, with that type of mismatch. Aaron Donald and company going up against the Bengals' O-line, but that would have been a pretty bad one, bad mismatch.
Yeah, two things about that, though. One, the Rams' defensive front was very much more a one-man show than the depth that the Eagles have. And number two, that effectively cost the Bengals the game.
Like, no, I know, it did.
The last drive.
It did. But Hassan Reddick was fantastic. Again, Javon Hargrave, he's hitting free agency. Just to reiterate what the Eagles have done, right? Javon Hargrave, who has been one of the best interior pass rushers the last 3 years, he's one of our top free agents coming up. James Bradbury at corner, one of our top free agents coming up. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57. They get all the Super Bowl action you need because new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Wow, this is great. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, check it every day, 6 to 9 Eastern, to see what prop bet will be boosted. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details. You're voided here in Ohio. The Eagles paid a lot of money for Javon Hargrave a couple years ago, but they paid almost nothing for James Bradbury. I just like reiterating the good moves that the Eagles made. It is just an excellent all-around roster. And the fact that, you know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's one of the more coveted free agents coming up. It's a weak free agent class, but it all seems like they're Eagles who they've gotten a ton of production out of for limited, you know, money or draft capital as it went in the CJ, the Gardner-Johnson deal. So the Eagles are good, is what I'm trying to say. And they showed it today, even though the Niners had no chance. They were overmatched. I thought they hung tough. Like, the 31 points is not indicative of the Niners' defense.
No.
In this one.
No.
If there are concerns for the Eagles, I don't think the offense, like the pass offense, wasn't great in this one. It wasn't. There was a couple deep ball attempts. There was a complete miss. AJ Brown had a step. Hurts overthrew him. There was a couple contested catches that, you know, the Niners made good plays on, but the offense wasn't great. I know it's the Niners' defense, but the offense wasn't great really for the Eagles, despite the 31 points. A lot of short fields. That's what leads to 31 points. Right. You don't just look at the points and say it was the offense.
And by the way, the other thing about that punt that hit the wire and then they couldn't find it, so it stood, is if the punt hit the wire, it would have negated the penalty on the play as well. So it would have been a huge swing in field position. If they got a do-over on that because the ball hit the wire, it takes away the penalty on the play, which didn't happen because the play didn't happen. So that would have been a swing of like 30 yards in field position.
Oh man, the people are highlighting the missed hold by Orlando Brown on that last play.
Yeah, people are highlighting a lot of things. See, the problem is, one of the problems is a lot of people don't actually know the rules. So you hear a lot of things being asked for penalty. Like, here's an obvious penalty. Or like, what if you read the rules? Like, there's a specific carve-out for some things like that. Like, people are also looking for a block in the back on, you know, the gunner when he's splitting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not, these aren't necessarily illegal.
So game flow-wise, Brock Purdy gets hurt, elbow injury. He's out for the game. Josh Johnson comes in. There's a couple good plays in there, but it's mostly not great. They're unable to move the ball a whole lot. He gets hurt. He gets knocked out of the game. There was a point where Christian McCaffrey's testing out both helmets. He's got a quarterback helmet and his regular helmet. Didn't know if he was going to be the QB. Purdy comes in. We still don't know the exact report on Purdy, but it's, you know, it's somewhere in between this elbow injury that would probably keep him throwing for a couple weeks to all the way to Tommy John. Who knows?
Right.
If it's the elbow that I assume it is. And he didn't throw anything besides a screen pass. It was a whole bunch of creative handoffs to Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and screen passes. And the Niners pretty much had no chance at that point.
The one thing I will say, so I think generally the 49ers defense did a fine job. I think they blew some plays. They got overpowered by that offensive line. The thing, though, that really did them in was penalties. Like, one thing that they did have control over and that they let cause problems was they had an absolute ton of penalties and, like, legit penalties, not these sort of phantom, oh, the officials are rigging this game. Like, they had a bunch of legit penalties that were extending Eagles' drives.
I mean,
they
roughing were the kicker.
Yeah, and they were extending drives on critical downs and keeping the Eagles with the ball and moving. You know, those were drives. Again, it probably wouldn't have mattered because the 49ers didn't have a quarterback, but it didn't help that the 49ers defense was kind of blowing those critical plays.